time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Jaguars on Sunday night.
Playoff berth. What does that mean for this team?
Oh, it's big time. You know, that's the vision starting at the beginning of the year. Win a division, make the playoffs. So we're just getting started, man. So we're happy about it, but we're not satisfied.
Did you know that, you know, playoff was, it was a win and you're in type situation? Or like Lamar, were you kind of, you know, was that out of sight, out of mind for you?
Well, no, I'm pretty locked in all the time, you know, just thinking 1-0 for each and every week. But, you know, obviously I have friends and family that say things to me like, oh, you guys win, you know, you guys are in the playoffs. So I hear that. But, you know, it's big time, you know. Love being the playoffs, but, you know, that's part of it. But we're not done.
Roquan, you know, the Jags were able to kind of move the ball between the 20s, but a lot of those red zone possessions, the turnovers, the stopping them with Glenn running out of clock at the end of the half, how do you feel like the defense bowed up in some of those red zone situations tonight?
Yeah, man, I think we do. Bend and don't break. And the biggest thing in this game, it's not yards, anything like that. It's about how many points you score, because that's what win games. You can go out there and run for 500 yards, throw for 300, and then you score 3 points. What good is that, you know? So just thinking about it from that perspective, us as a defense, we bend, don't break. But, you know, we're just trying to impose our will on people week in and week out. And obviously those guys, I heard their little motto this week was like, takes the bully or something like that. I overheard that saying they wanted to be a bully. That was their thing this week. So, hey, I guess the bully get hits in the mouth sometimes. And, you know, how do they respond? But, you know, it's a great team win.
Roquan, did last year's game, you know, Patrick Queen brought it up this week. Was that discussed in the meeting rooms? Did that kind of stick in your craw a little bit, knowing how that game went down in the fourth quarter?
Honestly, man, it didn't have to be discussed in the meeting room. I think amongst ourselves, each and every guy, including the coaches, we knew everything that was at stand. And we knew we didn't finish the game last year, but that's a whole different year than this year and a whole different team the way we wanted to. But, like, for the guys that was on the team, some of us, it was definitely personal. So, you know, we came in to their house, and we got the job done.
Roquan, I know when you go to sidelines, a lot of times you're focusing on defense, adjustments, things like that. Are you able to, like, tonight see and Lamar out there and how he escapes pressure and things like that?
Yeah, it's pretty unique, man. I'm like, I'm glad he's on my team. I'll say that at least. But some of the things the guy do, man, he's the only one that's doing it. Because some of the things he get himself out of or get the team out of, that just goes to show, man. He put it on his back, put the city on his back, put the team on his back, and say, let's go. And we all about it.
Justin Madubuike tying the sack record, the sack streak record. Do you guys kind of celebrate with him in any way as a defense? And just what makes him so special as a rusher?
Honestly, I had no idea about it until we was in the locker room when Harbs just mentioned it. But, like, man, Beeks, we kick it, man, all during the week. The way he worked throughout the week, even out of the building, man, I'm just so proud of the guy. Guy just put his head down, don't really say a lot, but bust his tail day in and day out. You can't do anything but respect him, and I think the guy can do all. If you're running games with him, he's elite. If you just want him to rush the pass, he can do that run game. The guy can strike blockers, guards, whatever the case may be, and he's shredded. You ever seen the guy with his shirt off? Guy looked like a wild animal. Like, just, I wish I looked like that, you know? But he's shredded, and I see why he's able to do some of the things he do, and I'm just proud to be his teammate.
I'll talk this week about Kyle Hamilton's status. Did he show you anything this week with his toughness and wanting to make sure that he was out on the field today?
Man, I got the utmost respect for Kyle. That guy's a warrior. Like, the way he came out there, everything he's been going through this season, man, and just the way he forgot about it all and just said, hey, I'm gonna put it all on the line for us. And, like, when you think about that, that's like the ultimate teammate that you want in the locker room. A guy that's willing to sacrifice himself for the betterment of the team, knowing if he was good enough to go, he was gonna go. And I'm just proud of him, and he's a tough guy. But, you know, that's how they raise him down in Georgia.